Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. The shadow of climate change looms large over our planet, casting a pall of despair as we witness the monumental shifts in landscapes once teeming with life. Yet within this bleak tableau, a curious phenomenon has emerged, one that contorts the established natural order. Join us as we navigate through a world transformed and delve into the lives of the new behemoths of the barren. In this desolate panorama, where one would expect life to wither, a rare cadre of creatures is adapting in an extraordinary fashion. The colossal denizens of this dystopian realm have found a paradoxical niche amidst the ravages of our times, where size, strangely, has become their saving grace. Take the case of the Desertosaurus rex, a name now given to the once gentle giants, elephants, who have found refuge in the hostile wastelands, warping into an emblem of endurance. Their thickened skins deflect the blistering sun, and their tusks have become formidable tools, metamorphosing into literal lifelines as they dig for scarce water reserves hidden deep beneath the parched earth. Not afar off, the aquarhinos plod along saline lakes that have become noxious brews of chemical runoff. Evolution has generously sculpted their hides into corrosive-resistant armor, buffering them against a toxic brew where few other species dare to venture. Moving towards the acid-choked oceans, where coral reefs are now mere ghostly skeletons, one encounters the behemoth Leviathan, a cetacean whose sheer size and evolved filtration systems allow it to endure where smaller creatures succumb to the poisons they unwittingly ingest. But what has precipitated this survival of the largest? It seems counterintuitive when resources become scarce, yet it is a cruel jest of evolution that has favored these giants. Their physiology has afforded them the means to tap into resources otherwise inaccessible to smaller fauna. Furthermore, their sheer size dissuades competition, as fewer predators dare to challenge their dominion. However, let us not mistake this as a tale of hope or redemption. These new behemoths may have outpaced their smaller kin in the race for survival, but at what cost? Their lifespans are harsh, marked by a ceaseless struggle for nourishment in the deserts, the toxic wastelands, and the acidifying seas. The grotesque irony lies in humanity's conspicuous absence from nature's new scheme. Once the stewards of Earth, humans have become but a footnote, scrambling on the fringes of habitability. The tools and ingenuity that once sparked wonders now serve merely to eke out existence. This unfolding saga of the barren behemoths, powerful as they may be, is symptomatic of a deeper malaise. It's a stark reminder of the countless forms of life, now reduced to whispers of what they once were. Their twisted forms, a mere mockery of nature's grand design, contorted by the specter of environmental cataclysm. As we witness these titans among ruins, their plight a mirror to the decay of biodiversity, one cannot help but ponder. What does their future hold? Will they too, like the forgotten leviathans of legends past, slip into the abyss of extinction, or will they endure, solitary kings and queens of a barren, far, scorched earth? The echo of their heavy footfalls is a somber dirge for a world robbed of its verdant splendor and teeming masses, a world regrettably wrought by our own hands. Indeed, these new behemoths of the barren are the forlorn victors in a dystopian survival tale not scripted for triumph, but as a testament to the resilience of life in the face of humanity's ultimate folly.